You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. So in just a moment, we'll move into a gentle meditation. Well, first I'll probably do some tarot, but I do want to share just a few gentle reminders to help you settle into this experience with ease. So first, there is nothing you need to do perfectly here. Nothing. Visualization doesn't have to look like clear mental images. For some people, it shows up as feelings or sensations in the body, emotions, or simply a quiet knowing. Maybe you just see some color or moments, or maybe you have flashes. You might just feel a sense of direction or possibility, and maybe that feeling is just in the body and there's not really a visual, and that's fine, that counts. Hello, hello, magical friends, yo mees. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And this week's Magic Monday is going to look a little different. Instead of multiple episodes, I just wanted to create one intentional space offering as we step into this new year, and something that you can return to if you'd like to throughout the week, throughout the month. And I'm going to also be taking this week to do this with you, because I feel like as we step into this new year, this is the time to deeply visualize what we want for this next year. I'm going to visualize what I want for this next year and what I want for this next season of Your Own Magic. So for today's episode, that is exactly what we'll be doing. A deep manifestation visualization for the new year, for what we'd like in our own lives. And so this will be the only episode this week. And then I'll be back next Monday with something new. Even if you do this just once, wonderful. If you want to do this multiple times again, please come back to it, especially throughout January or anytime you feel like you need to reconnect with what you're headed toward. There's something really powerful about slowing down at the beginning of a new chapter and intentionally letting yourself see what you're walking toward instead of rushing straight into it. And so that's what we're going to do together today. And so before we begin, I want to share why deep visualization can be so impactful, especially when it's done in a grounded, compassionate, intentional way. So visualization isn't just imagination for imagination's sake. It's a way of letting your nervous system and your subconscious mind become familiar with a future that hasn't fully arrived yet. So when you visualize something while your body's relaxed and present, you're creating a sense of safety around what you're moving toward and allowing your body to experience it in order to really welcome it in into your real life. You're not forcing anything. You're not demanding any outcomes. You're just simply allowing yourself to experience a direction or a feeling or a way of being. And perhaps in the relaxed state, you can allow yourself to experience how that experience may feel in a way that maybe when you're awake or moving, your body would not normally know how to experience or feel that into your life, which may delay a manifestation. So we're just stepping ahead to allow ourselves to experience what it is we want to manifest, whether that's money, love, promotion in career, new career, something else in our personal life that we just really want to experience, whatever it is. That's beautiful. There's nothing right or wrong about it. But this is the moment where you get some time for yourself. No one needs to know what is going on in your mind or what you want to experience. This is a time for you. So I'll be inviting you, of course, to silence your phone if you can. With that said, this is, again, a time for you. This practice has personally helped me manifest some of the greatest blessings in my life. Not because I controlled every detail, and I do allow a lot of detail to be left to the universe. It's up to the universe in a lot of ways, but because it helped me get clear and aligned and open and just feel the experience so I can walk into that reality. And it helped me recognize opportunities when they appeared, or it helped me trust myself when choices showed up. And it helped me soften into what I actually wanted instead of what I thought I should want. And so the beginning of a new year, I mean, especially the entire month of January, this is just such a powerful time for this kind of work, this kind of deep visualization, because this is a blank slate energetically for a lot of us in the world. And not because everything magically resets on January 1st, but because repetition matters. So coming back to a vision matters, and letting it evolve matters. You can re-listen to this or just do it on your own in your own time, the way that feels best for you. But think of this meditation as something that you get to walk into as a blank slate, and you're open to receiving whatever the universe wants to bring forth. Whether you are stepping into this meditation with an idea of what you want to manifest or not. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like two full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual, and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose, and it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first Coffee Plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. All right, romantic lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk Romantic series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours Book Talk romantic-y favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Now, let's say you do have an idea. Maybe you want to write it down right before this meditation. That's always fun to write down what you want to manifest and then begin to drop in and meditate and listen to a deep visualization like this. Or maybe you have no idea and you just want the universe to walk you somewhere. And each time you do this, you might notice something new. Or each time you might feel something a little deeper. And that's exactly how it's meant to work. So in just a moment, we'll move into a gentle meditation. Well, first I'll probably do some tarot, but I do want to share just a few gentle reminders to help you settle into this experience with ease. So first, there is nothing you need to do perfectly here. Nothing. Visualization doesn't have to look like clear mental images. For some people, it shows up as feelings or sensations in the body, emotions, or simply a quiet knowing. Maybe you just see some color or moments, or maybe you have flashes. You might just feel a sense of direction or possibility, and maybe that feeling is just in the body and there's not really a visual, and that's fine, that counts. And if at any point you notice yourself thinking, I can't see anything, it's frustrating, I can't feel anything, I'm not doing this right, am I doing this right? Notice those thoughts, that's totally fine, totally normal, I've had them many times too. And you can meet that thought with compassion instead of judgment. Be like, oh yeah, this is just very human of me. I'm going to go back to my breath now. And that's it. When you have those moments, just go back to your breath. And then in time, you'll drop back into the meditation. Sometimes things unfold slowly. And sometimes they arrive in ways that we don't expect. So if nothing comes through during this meditation, that's totally okay too. And this still matters. This still plants something. And often clarity arrives later. So again, you can always come back to this meditation or after you've given your nervous system permission to soften and open and really drop in, you will. And so after the meditation is complete, I also encourage you to take a few moments to write down anything that came through. That could be an image, or it could be a word or a feeling or a memory or even a single sentence, right? You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to also make it mean something right away. You can just let it land on the page, whatever came through. Maybe you felt a whisper from the universe during this meditation and that is it. That's the beautiful thing about dropping in. You never know what's going to come through. And it could be so wild and visual, and it could be just one simple feeling. And never be disappointed if it's just one little thing, because that one quote-unquote little thing can sometimes mean everything in the long run, and it will all make sense later. Just trust the process. That's all I ask of you. Drop in and trust and be. This practice isn't about forcing a vision into existence. It's about creating space for what's already trying to meet you. So approach this gently and let yourself be curious. Let yourself receive. So before we drop into this meditation, I'm going to pull a card and we'll just receive a simple message to help us guide us through this first week of the new year. Oh my gosh, of course. I keep pulling this card, but of course I'm going to pull this card for the new year. The Star. Okay. Yep. The Star. If anything is going to speak renewal after what kind of year we've had, it's going to be the Star. I mean, I would say that this one is a hopeful card, right? And it reminds us that we don't need to have a fully formed plan or perfect clarity. Just trust that direction of our inner light, or trust the direction of our North Star. Approach it with gentle faith, faith in timing, maybe faith in whatever we're healing right now, that it will be healed. Faith in the idea that something meaningful is unfolding, even if it is not visible yet. This Star is just asking us to soften our grip on urgency and allow inspiration, our inner light, to just return naturally. I also would say the Star encourages us to focus less on the how the things will happen, and more on how they want to feel, how our body wants to feel living inside that future. Our body may want to feel peace or ease or alignment, a sense of quiet confidence. So with the Star, let's just say that nothing needs to be forced. What's meant for us will find the way. Think of what a Star represents to you in your own life and in your own light. Before we begin, there will be a short ad, and then we will drop into the meditation uninterrupted. Before we begin, I'd like for you to take a moment to get comfortable. Feel free to sit or lie down, whatever feels most supportive for your body right now. I ask that you not drive. If you are driving, please pause this and come back to this later. And I also ask that you be in a very safe space. Remember, this is a time for you without distraction. If your phone is nearby, perhaps put it on silent mode if that feels right for you right now. And as you sit or lie and get comfortable, maybe with a pillow propped up between you and the wall, or between you and the floor on your head or underneath your knees, truly this is a moment for you and whatever feels best for you and your body. And as you get comfortable, allow your hands to gently rest by your sides. Perhaps you'd like to have your palms facing up toward the ceiling, toward the sky, in order to receive, or have them planted on your body, on your knees, palms face down for grounding, or on your heart, or on your stomach. This is a time to soften, a time to slow down, a time to simply be with yourself. When you're ready, soften your gaze as you slowly allow your eyes to close. Begin by bringing your attention to your breath. We're going to take a few deep inhales through the nose, hold it, and soft exhales out the mouth. Inhale gently through your nose. Hold it. 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale slowly through the mouth. Inhale gently through the nose. Hold it. 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale slowly through the mouth. With each breath out, allow your body to soften just a little more. Melt in to the ground just a little more. Let your shoulders drop, your jaw unclench. Let your tongue rest easily in your mouth, and again inhale gently through the nose as you allow your stomach to expand. Hold four, three, two, one. And exhale, allowing yourself to just sink even deeper into the ground and feel the weight of your body being supported beneath you. Notice where you're held. One more deep breath in, make this even deeper. Inhale, expanding your rib cage, expanding your stomach. Hold, four, three, two, one. Exhale out your mouth and just allow your body to fully be. Again, notice where you're held right now. And bring your awareness to the top of your head. And slowly begin to scan down through your body. And each space you scan, allow your body to soften. Notice your forehead softening, your eyes relaxed behind closed eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth, your neck, your shoulders melting down and away from your ears. Your arms heavy, your hands relaxed. Feel your breath move through your chest and your belly. Notice the gentle rise and fall. Let your hips soften. Let your legs grow heavy. Your feet relaxed, grounded, present. You are here. You are safe. You are supported. Now gently shift your awareness toward gratitude. Without forcing anything, allow yourself to bring to mind the people in your life who matter to you. The loved ones, your friends, family, those who have supported you, and those who have shaped you. You don't need to picture faces clearly, just notice the feeling of connection. Notice your breath, your heartbeat. The quiet intelligence that keeps you alive without asking anything of you. What does your body feel like in this moment of stillness? Acknowledge yourself. For showing up right now, for yourself, for listening, for choosing to pause and be present. Let that sense settle into your body like warmth, like a gentle light spreading through your chest and your belly and your limbs. Stay here for a few breaths. Draw your attention to your mind's eye, or simply your awareness. And imagine that you're standing somewhere peaceful. You don't need to decide where this is. It might form on its own, or it might remain abstract. Both are perfect. Notice that in front of you, there's a sense of forward movement. Perhaps a path, an opening, a gentle invitation to step ahead. There's no rush here. When it feels right, imagine yourself beginning to walk forward. Feel the rhythm of your steps. Feel your body moving with ease, grounded, present, supported. With each step, you're moving out of the past and into what's next. Not leaving anything behind in a harsh way, just continuing forward. Notice the quality of the air around you, against your skin. The feeling in your body as you move forward. Ahead of you, there's a threshold of some kind. A doorway, an opening, a moment where something subtly shifts. This represents the year ahead, the version of life you're stepping into, the next season of your becoming. Pause here for a moment. Notice how it feels to stand right at the edge of what's next. There's nothing to prove, nothing to get right. You're here. And when you're ready, allow yourself to cross that threshold. As you do, feel yourself arriving, not into fantasy, but into a lived experience, a life that feels aligned. A life that fits. Let yourself be here now. Allow yourself to settle into this place. You're not watching from the outside, you're inside your life. Notice what it feels like to be here. How does your body feel as you move through this version of your life? Notice your posture, the way you carry yourself, the ease or steadiness within you. You may begin to sense moments from a day in your life here. Not dramatic highlights, just ordinary yet meaningful moments. Notice where you are, what your surroundings feel like, how you spend your time. Pay attention to how you interact with others in this life, how you speak, how you listen. How it feels to be received as you are. Notice your inner world, the thoughts that come more naturally now. Notice the way your nervous system feels calmer, clearer, more trusting, you're more in tune. If you notice joy, let it expand. If you notice peace, let it deepen. If you notice confidence, allow it to settle into your bones. This is not about perfection, this is about resonance. Feel what it is like to wake up inside this life, to move through your days with a sense of alignment, to trust yourself. You may notice specific details, or you may simply feel a tone or a frequency, a way of being, whatever is present enough. Take a few moments to simply live here. No rushing and no forcing. Just enjoy living here. Let this experience imprint itself gently. Now, without rushing, begin to bring your awareness back to your breath. Noticing your own natural inhales and exhales. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath once again. Bringing awareness to your body, where it's resting. The weight of you. The points of contact beneath you. When you're ready, begin wiggling your fingers and toes. Maybe a soft roll of the shoulders. There's no need to leave what you experienced behind. You're simply bringing it with you. And whenever you're ready, allow your eyes to softly open slowly in your own time. Letting the light return gently. Allowing your gaze to remain soft as you take a moment to notice how you feel now. Take one last slow breath here. And as you move into your day, I invite you to carry this feeling with you. Not as something you have to hold onto tightly, but as something that now knows how to find you again. And if anything came through during this meditation, take a few moments to write it down when you're ready. Even a word or a feeling or a simple sentence is truly enough. There's no need to make sense of it right away. Just let it exist. And thank you for giving yourself this time. Thank you for trusting the process. And feel free to come back to this at any time for more clarity or to experience it again. And thank you for sharing this moment with me. I'll be back next Monday with a new episode. And in the meantime, you're always welcome to connect with me on Instagram or Substack at Raquel Mantra. And with that being said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.